Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So Angelina Jolie is an attractive woman.
She's beautiful, yeah.
But I don't know about this story. So College Candy claims a 22-year-old Iranian woman, so she's only 22,
okay,
has undergone 50 surgeries to look like Angelina Jolie.
50?
Yes.
Wow.
This woman has 400,000, Sahar Tabar, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, but has 400,000 Instagram followers because who doesn't want to watch that unfold, right? She wears bright blue contacts and resembles a zombie because of her sunken face and plump lips. I'm just wondering how, when you're 22, you even fit in 50 surgeries. I mean, she would have had to start when she was like 17.
Ah, man, that's crazy.
And oh my goodness, I just looked.
Does she look like Angelina Jolie? Or does she look like Angelina Jolie in that Maleficent movie?
She looks like she's dead.
Oh God!
Just you. I mean, this is
I don't
want to
look at it. I don't want to look at it.
No, you don't.
Speaking of somebody that's gotten a lot of surgeries, John Travolta recently tipped a Disneyland employee $2,500, according to In Touch Weekly. So at the end of the day, John tipped a VIP escort who helped them navigate through the park. $2,500.
Wow.
The workers split the tip with her colleagues because many of the VIPs don't bother to tip them.
Oh.
Of course.
Of course.
Everyone was blown away, and John is one of the kindest celebrities they've had at the park.
That's really great. Okay. What if it was one of those things where he meant to tip them $25, but he forgot to put the period in?
He meant to pull out 25 ones, and he accidentally pulled out $2,500 bills.
It's like, oops.
Oh, I forgot. I must have had them in my other wallet.
Then it's like, what do? You can't take that back. Right. After you hand it over, you can't be like, ooh,
oh, I meant
could
to
I get change for that?
I meant to put a decimal point in there
exactly.
Somewhere.
Whoops. Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked a little bit about the Taylor Swift, Katy Perry supposed, you know, feud that's not a real feud.
Right.
But now the National Enquirer claims that we've been getting this all wrong the whole time. So
really?
Taylor Swift is determined to sell more CDs than Adele. A source tells the Enquirer, most people think Taylor is at war with Katy Perry, but that's not true. The person she's really competitive with is Adele. Taylor doesn't care about gossip or silly rumors. What she likes most is, or what she cares about most is hard facts and sales numbers.
Dang.
And the simple truth is, while Taylor can sell a massive 1 million CDs in her first week, Adele sold over 3.3 million copies in her first week. Taylor's competitive and wants to break everyone's records, but she just can't top Adele.
Dang.
I know.
Good luck, Taylor. I don't know how that's going to work out for you.